This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Stephen Sproul is a Battle Creek native now living in Virginia. He's written 16 books and is nearly finished with number 17. Sproul is mainly known for his work in science fiction, but his last book, which he calls his magnum opus, is Icemen, a novel of the Korean War. Surprisingly, Sproul says he usually finds that he's writing for female readers, and that includes his war novel.
I always write with women in mind, and I'm in trouble just for saying that, I suppose, but then I realized when I wrote Icemen that there probably would be a number of women readers who just think, well, this is a war novel and I'm not interested. But each time out, I write for myself, first of all, and I like romance in a novel. So when I did this novel, I thought, let's put some romance in there. And one of the regrets I have is I don't know really who's buying this novel, but I had some women readers built up from medical thrillers and things like that that I've done, and they may have felt abandoned when they saw Icemen come out. I don't know.
Oh, well, that's interesting. So even for science fiction and some of the other books you've written, you've had women readers in mind?
I wouldn't say I did right from the very start, because I was just almost still a kid when I wrote my first book, and I was a typical adolescent male and reading science fiction, enjoying it, you know, and so that was the first thing that occurred to me to write. And I didn't think too much about women readers in those days until I read a statistic that 80% of all books are bought by women.
Yeah, that's true.
And I thought, you know, you better wise up. Plus, I like women, and, you know, I think every guy has some woman in him and vice versa for women. You know, so you try to write for everyone, but if you're smart, you'll write for the largest part of the market, which is women readers.
Now, you've contributed quite a bit to science fiction, though. Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't that particular genre more male-oriented, or no?
I think you're right. And I used to go to the science fiction conventions early in my career, and there were relatively few women writers. There were some very prominent ones, Ursula Le Guin, and, you know, Kate Wilhelm started out in that, I think. Women would come to the panels and that kind of thing, and we would all talk about how it would be nice if more women read science fiction and wrote it. Mm-hmm. But as far as I can tell, it still tends to lean toward the male reader, and that is one reason I think I edged out of it finally. But I think you're right.
So let's talk about your background. You're originally from Battle Creek.
That's right. I was born in, it wasn't Lila Hospital, it was Community Hospital. Back when that was still there, I'm not sure it is anymore, but back in 1946. And I lived mostly in one home from the time I was four, very close to what was then the Battle Creek Sanitarium on one end of Oaklawn Avenue. And at the other end, there was the old Kellogg Estate, which was still there. It was this great big Victorian house made mostly of wood, I guess, because it really did burn down and with tremendous hot flames one night. But it was a beautiful street. We had elm trees. We could go out. It was only a 3.5-block long street, so we kids could go out and, you know, toss the ball back and forth with only an occasional car. And I just loved Battle Creek. I loved growing up there. I didn't know anything else, but I liked what I had, and I was there until after college.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Stephen Sproul. I asked him why he chose to write about the Korean War.
I chose this one. I can remember seeing my father's uniform hang in the basement. He was in the U.S. Army Air Corps in World War II. Mm-hmm. And he was actually one of the older fellows to go. I think he was nearly 30 when he went, or late 20s. And I got interested in that uniform. I was 4 years old when the Korean War started. And I thought nothing of it at the time because I heard nothing about it. That war went on from the time I was four till I was seven. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, why don't I know more about this? And I actually made something of a mistake. I went into a bookstore and I looked, and there were these walls of books on World War II and walls of books on the Vietnam War. And there were two bookshelves shorter than my arm span with books about the Korean War. So I thought, well, boy, that's an open part of the market. We need more books about that. So that was what started me off. And, of course, the flip side of that is there's a reason why there's only two short bookshelves on the Korean War, and that is that there's a perception that there's not an interest in that war, and I dispute that. I think that's unfair to the veterans. There are a couple hundred thousand of them still around. And once I got going, that was my main motivation, is because I know a lot of these people didn't talk to their kids. I think war, particularly back then, I think war is changing. It's becoming higher tech, and, you know, people are sitting in a little hut in Nebraska, and they're, you know, making a missile strike in some far-flung part of the world now. That wasn't the case in those days. And as you know from reading the novel, I mean, people were charging up hills, and there was, you know, it was a lot of mayhem and just really horrible. And I wanted to know, by getting into the viewpoints of three different characters, just get some sense of that myself by making myself think about it, think how it must have felt, and go from there, you know. It was difficult to research. There wasn't a lot written about it. I did my level best to make sure that all the movements of X Corps, which is the novel's main subject, were as they happened. And that turned out to be harder than I thought it would be. But eventually was able to run down what I needed to get a clear picture for the period that I cover in the novel.
Did you have a chance to talk to some veterans?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I talked to one guy. I remember Lou Ligari was a corpsman. He was in the Navy, but the Navy provided the medics, as it were, for the Marine Corps. And they're called corpsmen. And he was actually a corpsman at the Chosin Reservoir. And he is the fellow that told me about putting syrettes of morphine in his mouth to keep them from freezing so that he could give the wounded morphine without it, you know, without it having been frozen and unable to be given. And he talked about scrambling around in the Taebaek Mountains at 35 below zero, helping these wounded men. And it was very, very moving to talk to him. And I talked to some others as well. I'm currently working on a novel about an archaeological thriller that's set in the present, and it's about Ramses II. The great pharaoh of the 19th dynasty and the new kingdom.
So we've got some time traveling back here.
Yes, we will have a scene in his palace and had to do a lot of research to find out what that was like, because we're talking about 3,200 years ago. And I have had such fun doing this. It's probably a better thing for my blood pressure than Iceman was. And I've learned all about this fellow Ramses, who was an amazing king of Egypt.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Steve Spruill, the author of Icemen, a novel of the Korean War. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.